Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Did you watch Dwayne Wade's The Cube? Solana texted us last night. He's like, hey, it's on. It's on.
Yeah.
And what a weird time to debut it during the NBA playoffs while the game is going on. So I thought that was strange. Yeah. But I had seen all these commercials, and yesterday I was accused of hating on D-Wade really for a couple of days because all I did was ask the question, should we still name a boulevard for him now that he's gone. But regardless, it wasn't like I love Dwayne Wade and I'm a huge fan, and that's always going to be my favorite Miami athlete, really, because I didn't live down here when Dan Marino played. Yeah. You know, for the most part, like the heyday of Marino. So I turn on The Cube. Did you turn it on, Crowder?
No.
Okay. Solana, you turned it on, right?
Watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. God bless you. You have more tolerance than I do. Steven, did you watch The Cube last night?
Well, no, because I thought they premiered that show already. I saw, like,
right,
a
there were people. I know, but last night was season one, episode one. Like, I don't know if it was a because he was doing a lot of social media yesterday.
He was promoting it like crazy. Said,
like, he had Zach LaVine Instagramming it. So I think last night was the official debut.
Because he tweeted yesterday morning, woke up at 5 a.m. like
yes.
the kid's first day at school.
Right.
Excited
yes.
to be there, blah, blah, blah.
Well, when
yeah.
they when they premiered it like a week ago, I saw like one segment, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Marcos, did you watch The Cube last night?
See, I thought it was The Cuban. I watched the wrong thing.
It's
the wrong thing.
Everybody's doing bits. I love it. I love it. And I'll tell you the funny thing about Marcos, too. When Jimmy's back there, Jimmy will turn around. Marcos
yeah, nope.
very comfortable giving you the back of his
yeah.
head, and he's forging ahead with his bits.
Gotta watch this turkey game, man.
Locked in.
He's locked in to the Hockman and Crowder show. So, Solana, what did you think? What was your – because I've been accused of hating on
first.
D-Wade the last couple of days.
First.
No, no, no. I'm curious what your opinion is.
There's room for improvement, certainly. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. And let's be real. It was a bad show. I'll say it. I'll be the one to do it. It was a bad show.
It wasn't
entertaining. The games
bad.
Itself weren't fun.
They
weren't
should
fun.
Take down his jersey from the rafters. Forget about the damn boulevard. This dude should lose his jersey in the rafters for how bad this game show is.
Because social media was destroying.
Was it? I didn't look.
Oh, my goodness. They were destroying. What's so bad about it? Like, the games are supposed to be what you want to watch. Like
right.
him. Like, how, why
These
was
games,
he so bad?
Unless I got this wrong, Solana, correct me if I'm wrong. I felt like the games were games that you would find at a middle school carnival. I'm not
yeah.
kidding you, right? Was it?
Yeah.
It was put a ball in a hole. You think that I'm
put
making this
Put a ball
this
in a hole.
Solana, was there a game put a ball in a
that
hole?
Was the first game.
Not only was it the first game, they replay that game later on.
And it's
later
crazy.
On, it's the
and,
exact same game.
And they try to make it like there's tension. They slow it down. They do these 360-degree angles. And then, like, they go to a commercial as if you're, like, it's the final ball trying to go in the hole. It's so slow-moving. And there's no drama. And Dwayne Wade was not like compelling,
like no, like jokes, punchlines, like was like, did he have a character of a funny guy?
He tried to have some personality. I
Like the black dude on Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady?
Wayne Brady has his, he sets himself up for a punchline. Right. He calls people. He'll have jokes on their clothes. He'll have jokes on where they're from.
Right. Here's the difference, though. Wayne Brady is a professional comedian.
Yeah.
So he's attuned to that. Dwayne Wade, who has great personality, he jumps off the screen. But this is a game show. You know, you're recording it to look live. And because you can't fix it, and so you have to be quick and on your feet, and that's not his wheelhouse right now. Not to say that it won't be one day. So it was like slow, and there wasn't any interest in these carnival games from middle school. That was the thing that I had. Like, Solana, didn't you expect something to happen in the cube greater than what happened in the cube?
The first game that we're talking about, I was already like, I mean, this is what you're debuting your show with.
Right.
Like putting a ball in a circle.
Right. And, I was like, this is the game that, like, this is the game that's going to grab me for the rest of the series?
I will say, though, Hawk, you kind of downplayed the 360 motion, because if there was one cool thing about the show, that drone that goes around the cube. It was cool. That drone was pretty cool. The 360 views around. I have to give it credit where it's due.
Right, but it was watching, again, my kid's middle school carnival filmed as The Matrix. It doesn't make it any more interesting. It's still the middle school carnival, so you're kind of wasting The Matrix on it.
Let me ask.
And the cube isn't funny. The cube itself, like,
cube. Someone shut the cube up. So the cube is this is this electronically altered voice, you know, and the cube has personality and one-liners, and it was interminable.
It's like if they grabbed, they wanted to recreate, what's the show with Howie Mandel, and there's boxes
Deal
or No Deal, and the banker is always like this very funny, sly guy.
Right.
It's like if I was the cube.
No, Ryan McGuire was the cube. That's what it was like. If it was you as the cube, at least there would be something.
But
it was painful.
Well, they're inside, like... Does the cube add something to, like, why are they inside a box doing the
know. Could you figure that? Like, I thought at some point locusts or snakes or something. Like,
that's
like,
what I thought. You're something stuck needed to be contained. Yeah.
Was there any reason that had to be taking place in a cube, Solana?
The show's called The Cube, Hawk.
No, I understand. But the cube.
I don't know.
If that game didn't take place in the cube, like, the second game was Frogger. But it was Frogger with bad graphics. It was just a line, and you had to hit the button to move the line forward, but not get run over by the other lines that are going that way. Am I lying, Solana? That it was the worst video game. You watched them play a video game on the ground. Am I lying?
He just walked into the cube and then pushed a button, and the graphics were on the ground.
No graphics. They were lines. Like, they weren't graphics. They were lines.
Right.
This Could it be called the pyramid if the glass was
shaped
different?
Absolutely.
That's what the cube is what's throwing me off.
There was nothing.
There's nothing to the cube.
Nothing to the cube.
It doesn't fill up with water.
Nope. There's nothing to the cube.
How do they get in there?
So now I will ask you again, Solana. Does Dwayne Wade deserve a boulevard in front of the FTX arena?
He swung me. He does not. He does not. After an hour of the cube.
So you really watched that for an entire hour? Because I called my son into the room. He was playing video games with his friends. I'm like, you got to come watch this. Dwayne Wade's game show. And he watched. And he kept looking at me like something's wrong here. Like, no, I'm not kidding you. I'm like, I don't know, bro. Because I had the same feeling. I'm like, what's happening here? Like, what? How is this possibly the end result of what they thought this was going to be? And then after a segment, and they cut to commercial right as this final ball might go. But it's the most – when I tell you it's a dude placing a ball in a hole, there's nothing more to it than that. And they cut to commercial as if it's, you know, oh, my God. And he bolted, my kid. My kid was like, he goes, let me know what happens. I go, I'm not going to let you know what happens because I'm going to watch the basketball game. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
So if the ball doesn't hit the right hole, do killer bees come out?
That's the thing.
I need more to this box.
My right hand to God, One of the contests, I watched too much of this last night. One of the contests, because it's a husband and a wife that compete in the cube.
Both of them together.
Great story, Crowder.
So what was this guy a basketball player? Because he was Dwayne Wade's size, and he was talking about playing ball.
Yeah, they both play basketball. I think he had played basketball, I don't know if professionally, but at the collegiate level. And now they own a gym together in the project somewhere in Texas. So, you know, the whole story, and I guess it made sense to bring out the basketball players with D. Wade, and the whole story was how they were going to use the money from them winning in the cube to help fund their basketball gym and give more kids an opportunity this summer to play basketball.
Because Dwayne Wade had tweeted out during the game, what's the most difficult thing about the cube so far? And my answer was staying awake. But I don't think that was an actual cube contest. That was just the most difficult thing for me. But so they have this husband and wife. This, my right hand to God, this is what you're watching. This is what you're watching. There's like very little music, and there's not a lot of banter. And the game is you each get a ball. You know which game I'm talking about here, Solana, right?
Yeah, of course.
You each get a ball. There's like a square whiteboard that the wife is looking at. There's a square whiteboard that the husband is looking at. They have to throw the ball, and it's got to hit their boards at the exact same time. That's the contest. And they have seven lives to do this. And so they talk about it. They go, okay, this is real time. All right, baby, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and then we'll throw it. And she's like, okay, are you gonna throw fast or soft or medium? All right, I'm gonna throw medium. All right, are you gonna do 1, 2, 3 throw or 1, 2, 3 and then we throw? All right, I'll do just 1, 2, 3 and then we throw. Okay, and we said medium. Okay, we're gonna go medium. This is real time. They throw it.
Do you hear them? Do you hear them discussing
the
technique?
Yeah, yeah. But that's it. That's all you hear. And then they throw it, and it's, you know, a half of a millisecond off.
Yeah.
And so now they've got to try again, but now they got to huddle up again. All right, you were about a half a millisecond slower, so here's what you need to do. I want you to follow through a little bit more on this. Like, it was mind-numbing. It was mind-numbing. I couldn't believe this. And why did that have to take place in the cube?
That's my thing. I don't understand what the box is for.
I defy anyone to watch this for an hour. And that's how Solana ended up in bed.
That's what it was.
It wasn't the ACL. He watched the cube.
Can't even stand up.
4 o'clock hour is coming up here in a moment. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cerveza.
Hawk and Crowder.
I know we're starting the hour a couple minutes late, but I could not stop my breakdown of the cube. I thought it necessitated us going a little overtime.
A bunch of people said that our conversation was better than the whole show.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the texts. I mean, some people have seen it, obviously. Somebody texts in, I fell asleep twice, the first airing, and then I said, all right, I'll watch it on the second airing, fell asleep again. Somebody says, I thought it was 9 lives to win 7 games. I said 7 lives. Yeah, that's it. It was like that. Okay, maybe. I don't know. I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah, I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Somebody else texts in, why do I feel Hawk's criticism of the cube is going to lead into Dwayne Wade's failed restaurant?
Hey, man. 800 degrees has delicious pizza.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, last night, nobody at the Solana family was happy with me because I set that up, Hawk, as, hey, new game show, D. Wade's the host,
totally
my family loves
you.
Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
And I set it up as, this is our new show. We've been looking for a show that all of us can watch, all of us can enjoy. My dad was really upset with me. My mom didn't understand the show like you didn't. And, you know, to be quite honest, I'd rather go get food poisoning at Dwayne Wade's failed restaurant than watch
Come
that show
on.
Again.
I'd rather have an accident on Dwayne Wade Boulevard than have to watch that show again. Let me give the code word here. Let me give the code word. I forgot. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000. We do it at the top of every hour. We'll have another code word for you in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour's word is beam, B-E-A-M, like Jim Beam. Text beam, B-E-A-M, to 72881. I know exactly what Solana's saying because, you know, my son is 17, and my wife and I, like, will like a show, but we like every now and then a family show. Cobra Kai is that for us. We love getting together. We all sit on the couch. We watch Cobra Kai. We really like it. My son and I are watching Loki together on, what is that, Disney Plus, I think. But that's not my wife's cup of tea. So you're, like, looking for shows that are family shows. And I had I known, like, Solana didn't text till like a minute before the show started or right as it was starting. But I would have set that up last night, Solana, as a family show. I totally get what you're saying. Like, that seems like, oh, we love Dwayne Wade. We've all grown up or watched him, you know, as we've lived here for however many years. And now he's hosting a game show, and summer game shows are always fun. Yeah. And so, yeah, I totally see how you could set that up. And then after the first game, you're like, what is happening here? This is hard to watch.
But it sounds to me, and I didn't watch it. People that didn't hear last time, I didn't watch it. I was watching basketball the whole night. Did the Cube fail Wade? Because it seems like there was no chance for Wade to be successful.
Yes, I would say the Cube failed Wade, and Wade also didn't do any favors to the Cube.
So just that
I think it was symbiotic. Because from what I've read, I believe this is a very popular game show overseas. So something didn't work in the translation.
Yeah, because Dwayne Wade just, like, he was just asking questions in between the games and what are you going to do different? Why did you fail? Yeah. Why did you fail? And it's not that he was bad, but he really wasn't good. Like, I don't want to trash D-Wade. I love Dwayne Wade. But he wasn't good. He just wasn't. But the game show sucked, to be fair.
Listen, like I said, I brought up Tebow earlier. We were talking about, you know, some UM guy or whatever. Like, loved him playing college football.
Bruce Brown. We were talking
Bruce
about
Brown.
Bruce
there
Brown.
There we go. This damn Bruce Brown. Shoot, now I'm mad at him again. Tebow loved him. I think he's the best college quarterback of all time. Like, two national championships. He got to the NFL, and I had to admit, this dude's terrible at quarterback in the NFL. Then he went to baseball. Like, I had to take it. I had to take my fandom away. Wade should not try to analyze a game of throw the ball against the wall. You have to be funny.
You have to be
charismatic.
You have to be witty.
Yes.
If the game is going to be that slow, which it obviously is, you need somebody that's going to interject witty repartee. And he was, as Solana just said, saying, so what do you think you'll do different on this? Literally, on this throw, what do you think you'll do different? And it's like, who gives a bleep? Who gives a bleep? Now I don't even want him to come in for the street naming ceremony because this guy's boring. No, stop
it. Maybe we get Wade Jones to do it.
How dare you. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.